to the Neutral Medical Report. And there you go. Just turning up our volumes here. Welcome back. So we have Fareed, and we're going to talk about heart disease and how to prevent it. Fareed, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Dr. Theo.
Yeah, so I want you to kind of give us your feedback. We've been working together for a number of years trying to talk about how we can help people to have better, improvements in their heart health. And there's a number of things they need to do. I mean, they need to change their diet, their lifestyle. Cardiovascular is a major starting point. But depending on the particular person's specifics, they need to alter their issues quite dramatically, right?
Exactly, yep.
Now, one of the things that I think people should be aware of is that, here we go, just adjusting our dials here so I cut out that little buzzy noise. One of the things I think that's important for people to understand is that heart disease is basically a disease of two layers, the endothelium or the inside layer of your blood vessels, and the functional muscular activity of the medial layer or the mitochondrial layer, the contractile layer. Now, heart disease is a very interesting thing, isn't it? It's what people should be aware of. What they should be aware of is that when we're... Okay, just a second now. I'll just do some adjustment here. What we should be aware of is when we're trying to correct heart disease, we have to work on the endothelium. We've got to prevent cholesterol oxidation. We have to prevent the central nervous system from overworking too hard. We have to prevent the calcification of blood vessel walls. We have to improve the mitochondrial function so the artery can and vessels and veins can contract and create a peristaltic wave that moves the blood forward. So all these things are very important, aren't they?
Yeah, they're foundational.
Now, one of the things that Cardiovasc does very uniquely, and there's some knockoff formulas that try to reproduce it, but they don't have the three things. They don't use the right part of the plant. They don't confirm every batch has the exact biomolecules from the right part of the plant with high-pressure chromatography. And they don't have the original formula. Plus, they don't have the guidance to know what else to add to that Cardiovasc in order to prevent heart disease. Now, some people think it's a guarantee if they just take one or two things and just take it for a period of time that they're, quote, cured. And that's kind of a silly approach to heart disease. It also means that you need to do other things like your diet and lifestyle. If you're a smoker, if you're not exercising, if you have lipid disorders, let's say you've got high triglycerides and you're pre-diabetic, you have to control those factors too, or you're going to increase the risk of heart problems. Let's go through some of the components and explain why Cardiovasc is foundational, because heart disease is the number one killer, not only here but worldwide. And many of the people who have heart disease also have underlying problems with insulin resistance. They may not be diabetic, but they have what we call hyperinsulinemic prediabetes with dyslipidemia, abnormal lipid levels. So let's go through that, please.
Sure. So Cardiolites, as you mentioned, developed by my dad. My dad's a retired pharmacist trained and educated in Germany. And as part of his pharmacist training, he had 5 years of pharmacognosy, which is just the... a term which means the study of medicinal plants. So he came to Canada in 1969, well versed in the study of herbal medicine, and he practiced for 30 years in Edmonton and developed a large following of people and patients. So in the late 90s, he was approached by the Chelation Society of Alberta to develop a formula that would do two things: reduce cardiac risk factors, and probably more importantly, improve circulation and organ perfusion. And so after a couple of years of research, he came up with the formula that's from Cardiovasc. And so the first of these seven ingredients is the hawthorn. And we use a leaf and flower extract. And it's important to note about our hawthorn is that it's actually the European hawthorn, which is a bit more expensive, but it's the version that's been extensively studied for the purpose of heart health and circulation.
Now, the important point I think we should make is that there's a number of components that have a very specific effect on the body that people should be aware of, right? And
let's go through.
Each component has a specific, very elegant approach to try to reverse heart disease. So let's kind of talk about why that is. What is it actually doing?
Well, the hawthorn actually improves the contractility of the heart muscle and helps the heart to function with less oxygen. So it the heart doesn't have to work as hard at the same time as putting out a higher amount of blood flow.
Right. So what you're saying is that when we use the Hawthorne, your heart pumps better and your blood vessels pump better. Now, there's some recent research that's been going on that explains that with heart disease, that you have to increase the activity of the heart and blood vessels in order for you to be able to restore normal perfusion, because perfusion is the king. The Chinese have done research on perfusion for many years, and they have a number of devices that they claim are very helpful for that. The latest research has been out over the last 25 years at the Technion Institute in Israel, and two technologies have come up, one measuring the blood flow and the other measuring the temperature of the tips of fingers after compressing the upper arm arteries for 5 minutes and then seeing the perfusion reflow. If the perfusion reflow and temperature or blood flow that's measured in the fingertips restores to above normal, it means you're getting a restorative phase of release of nitric oxide and return of peristaltic activity of the blood vessels and capillaries. Now, Hawthorne is very important to start with because it's a cardiotonic. Let's go through the next components, because if people should understand, I call it Cardiovasc Plus, which means lifestyle, diet, and specific nutraceuticals in addition in order to get the optimized to full effect, depending on customized for each individual.
Yep. So the next major component of Cardiovasc is the aged garlic extract. And
right.
Again, we're measuring the active compound in each and every batch. In this case, we would look for allicin at minimum 1%.
I think when people start to understand how allicin works, it does two things. It works as an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitor. Now, the body has several ways of detecting if there's a decrease in perfusion. And one of those ways that's really important that people should understand is that the kidney starts to produce an angiotensin-converting enzyme to try to drive the heart to pump harder. And if you have an angiotensin-converting enzyme, it stops the heart from overworking, which drives your pressure up because the heart's pumping against blood vessels that are relatively resistant. Instead of responding with a secondary peristaltic wave, they have static, we call non-compliance. So that causes the vessels eventually to get stiff and eventually to calcify, which is why the most sensitive test for measuring heart disease is a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, even more sensitive than a stress treadmill test. And so what we're trying to do here is we're trying to restore it. So the other thing that it does is it gets rid of nanobacteria. Nanobacteria are very important for the production of plaque. They take heavy metals, cadmium, iron, free iron, etc., and they actually oxidize cholesterol and fatty acids. So let's talk about the next component.
So then we have the valerian root.
Right. Now, the valerian is interesting. As what it does is it acts as a modifier of the autonomic nervous system to try to reduce the overactivity of the parts of the nervous system that are driving the heart to work too hard. Can you hear me well, Fareed?
Sorry, Dr. Bill, you cut out there for a second. So I got you back now.
Okay, good.
We were talking about the valerian. So.
Now, the valerian is an autonomic adjuster, so let's talk about how it adjusts the autonomic nervous system.
Yeah, I mean, essentially it helps at a lower dose of valerian, helps to reduce the fight or flight response, which keeps your nervous system in perpetual stress.
Right. Exactly. So when we see the nervous system in perpetual stress, you're ending up with the central nervous system becomes one of the primary drivers, which is why, unfortunately, doctors start to use we call beta blocker drugs in order to modify the heart's driving force.
Yep.
Now that's a big problem, because when you start increasing the heart's overactivity, you're going to end up with CNS effects on the blood vessel walls. So you get endothelial damage. You can even get dissection of arteries to the brain or dissection of the aorta. You can end up with medial hypertrophy, where the muscles get so thick that they don't produce proper peristaltic waves, so it changes the biodynamics of the blood vessel health. And eventually, the increased stress and oxidative stress of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical causes the calcification of the vessel, because it's an unopposed calcium activity caused by overactive sympathetic nervous system. So I don't like the beta blockers. They have all kinds of bad side effects. For males, they will become overweight, impotent. They'll have cognitive problems, and they'll have difficulty with loss of hair. And they may develop what's called a beta blocker induced myopathy, where their muscles get weaker. That's not a good thing either. Now, yeah, and of course the other one, clonidine, can drop IQ, disturb sleep, do all kinds of other things. So beta blockers are not without serious side effects. I prefer to use things like our CalmMind Brain Mag and our other things to help to calm the nervous system down. I prefer, for example, for the blood vessel, after we use Cardiovasc to try to protect the blood vessel and media, to add Omega Supreme Krill, Elagic Acid, and Vainaway. I really strongly want people to increase the level of their tetrahydrobiopterin, which is the production of nitric oxide through using Supernox, and it's what's called BioLVR, which is the starter to try to increase the production of nitric oxide synthase. I want them to take enzymes to protect their blood vessel wall, like if they're diabetic, Nutritrala and Cell Detox Glutathione. And I want them to reduce blood viscosity if it's elevated, which you can pick up on a QRMA test or a rheologic test, with nattokinase or, if necessary, lumbrokinase. So it's a much more complex picture than people think. They often will say, well, I know that you can recommend 10 things or 8 things or 6 things, doc, but I just want to take 2 and get the same effect. And depending on how serious their condition is, that's just not rational. If they've already had a couple stents or a bypass and they think just cardiovascular alone is going to fix things, they may be 60 or 80% there, but you don't want to chance it, especially if you have a bad lifestyle, eat on the run, and smoke, or do something else where it may be harmful to your blood vessels. Like you're working as a welder, and you're exposed to heavy metals, for example. So I think it's important for people to realize that Cardiovasc is a central formula, and in many cases, that's all people require. They don't need to take everything under the sun in order to be able to correct their problems, do they?
No, exactly.
Now, one of the things I think that people should be aware of is there are a few other components. We have milk thistle that detoxifies, because a lot of the heart disease we see nowadays is actually due to the presence of bisphenol A and other plasticizers that actually interfere with normal blood vessel wall and heart health. And if you don't detoxify, you're going to end up with increased formation of plaque. You're going to get interference with coenzyme Q10. You're going to get, like, especially with not only toxics and things in the environment, but also many of the drugs doctors give. Some of them will kind of faintly try to give CoQ10 if they are trying to adjust someone's health, but the CoQ10 may not correct the problem, will it? And, of course, if they're getting a form that's not like ours is the only one that won't crystallize, it's a big problem, because if you are, how can I say this, if you are taking CoQ10 that's a polymerizing form, then you're not going to counteract the negative effect of some of the drugs you're taking, like a Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor, and you're going to develop heart problems in terms of metabolism. We also need things to increase heart metabolism, like Vascucare, carnitine, and you may need both the regular CoQ10 and the reserve form, the ubiquinol. Now, when if I tell people to take everything, including the things for the CNS, we can get someone's pressure under control. There's only a couple of drugs that I recommend even temporarily. A mild diuretic, you have to all watch your electrolytes, so both potassium and magnesium. And you have to also watch for trace elements. You can become zinc deficient if you're taking diuretics, for example. And zinc, metalloenzymes, and copper can interfere with your normal superoxide dismutase to protect your blood vessel walls from oxidative stress. So it's important for people to understand that if you don't correct that, you're going to end up with more problems than you expected. So it's a little more complex. Now, so when I see a male that says they want to find out and they want the very best test, the two tests I recommend are not usual. One is a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score, more accurate than an EKG, which picks up 14% of heart disease, or a treadmill that can pick up between 56 and 70%, or a pharmacological stress test that can pick up to about 78%. But a high-speed CT scan will pick up about 87 to 90, 94%. And then the next test is not a regular lipid electrophoresis. It's a lipid electrophoresis, not a lipid nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. If you go to your doctor, most of the time they're going to order an NMR-type analysis of your blood lipids, and they miss the worst one, which is small particle HDL. They do pick up an estimate, and it's only an estimate, of the VLDL cholesterol by deductions. And that's a problem, because they They miss oxidative markers, like, for example, how much oxidized cholesterol is present in your vessels. What I would measure with Dr. Broughton at Antibody Assay Labs in Los Angeles for years, we would measure their not only levels of oxidized cholesterol, but also their antibodies against their oxidized cholesterol, because it can become antigenic and you can get an immune reaction against your blood vessel walls. A lot of people aren't aware of that, especially cardiologists. They haven't done lipid electrophoresis, so they don't know. And the calcium score, you can monitor it, and one of the things I do with calcium scores is I give not only high-dose magnesium glycinate malate, but for the CNS I give brain mag, but I also give the what's called full vitamin K2 to reverse the calcification of the vessel. So if you see your calcium score dropping with the high-dose power C and the full vitamin K2, you can see a reversal of stiff blood vessels that won't respond, and therefore have a peristaltic wave, and they start to contract and produce a wave, so they pick up their part of the job of maintaining circulation. Interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a bit more to it, and sometimes when people, either I call them Google geniuses, where they go online and say, well, I can get this from this place or that place, they don't understand there's a lot more art and science to this, and they need the proper tests, which, by the way, most doctors don't do. Also, most people with heart disease, according to Broda Barnes and other experts, are hypothyroid. And we're not talking about typical hypothyroidism, because your doctor may just measure T4 and T3, even the free forms, but they forget to measure reverse T3 or your core body temperature. So for every person who actually has antithyroid antibodies and a marginal or a slightly elevated TSH, the better marker is what's called free reverse thyroid hormone, or free RT3, which both LabCorp and Quest can do. And if your thyroid is dysfunctional, almost certainly your adrenals are. They may be overactive in high cortisol and stress hormones, another driver of blood pressure. You can also measure oxidative markers, T-bars, which is oxidized fatty acids, and 8-hydroxy-2-prime-deoxyguanosine, which is a base pair of DNA. And if it's oxidized, it means you have so many free radicals, you're actually cooking your DNA in your cells. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I'm a biochemist and a scientist first and a doctor second, I've been investigating these things for 3.5 decades. And what I've discovered is the standard of care isn't care at all. It's not adequate, it doesn't pick up disease, and it doesn't intervene to prevent it from happening. And often James chases it with drugs that may get the numbers down, like the blood pressure, but it doesn't improve either perfusion or prevent an end-state illness like a cardiac bypass, stent, or a cardiac event like a stroke, heart attack, or dissecting aortic aneurysm. So this is a real big problem, and of course I'm trying to educate doctors as well as patients out there, so I consult with them every day. And I teach in the academies of anti-aging, environmental advancement, and medicine. And to be honest with you, the level of knowledge pretty well in every country on earth is pretty deficient. There's a small clique of doctors that are fairly advanced, that are often doing research, but their articles, even if they're published, are often not read by their colleagues because they don't have the background basic science or advanced science to be able to understand them. And that's a real problem. So, Fareed, we covered a little bit deeper today than usual, didn't we?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And I tell people, you know, the end stage is you don't have to die of heart disease. UCLA 3.5 months ago came up with a report that according to the current diabetic standards, that 69% of people in California, it's a pretty good example of probably across the country, roughly more than two-thirds are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. When I do a QRMA test or a metapathy or a bioplasm test on someone, and then I confirm with fasting and 2-RPC blood insulin, even if they're normoglycemic, very often they have slightly elevated hemoglobin A1C, and they're at high risk of heart disease, whether it's type 1 or type 2 diabetes, or what I call type 3, which is basically diabetes of the brain.
You there, Dr. Phil?
Yeah, I am. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. And, of course, we have some minor technical issues here, but hopefully they're being solved and we're getting it all straightened away here. We've got a little minor buzz, but I think we're able to cut it out. So one of the things that I think people should realize is I like to people to email me or to contact me. If you're a regular customer, you can get a call back. If you're not, everybody can email. And there's no charge for your basic consultation or reconsult or upgrade or changes in your protocols. That's part of our ministry. If you ask me questions that are obviously require complex medical answers and a lot of facts, I'm going to recommend a consultation. There is a download the product information sheet. It's 11-page intake form and a consultation. I usually recommend 2 units of time. Time to not only look over your records if you send them as an attachment, but also your history form, or to talk to you on the phone if necessary. And well, I combine everything. Again, functional medicine combines surgery, pharmacology, herbology, chiropractic, advanced functional neurology, for example, toxicology, stealth pathogens, immunology, biophotonic diagnostics, genetics, for example. If someone has a recurring problem that may be familial, they can send me even their 23andMe Prometheus tests, or I can recommend a metabolic analysis through using organic acids like Great Plains Laboratory with Dr. William Shaw in Overland Park, Kansas, outside Kansas City. So you need to understand the skill set required to do functional medicine is considerably more than regular family or internal medicine, but it's inclusive. So there are times when I'll recommend specific kinds of surgery, sometimes novel. For example, if someone needs a joint cleaned up in order for us to fix or repair their shoulder rather than doing a shoulder replacement or a knee replacement, I may request a arthroscopic cleanout of the joint, and insertion of Hylan, which is a 3-millimolecular weight polymer to try to improve the circulation. So it's important to understand that what we're trying to accomplish here is a combination of the right combination, I call a silver orchestra and a silver bullet, with the best nutraceuticals, the best stem cell support, the best epigenetics, the best detoxification, the best cofactors for regeneration like mountain red velvet, the best, remember now, every illness in your body requires a abnormal biophoton circuit, and I call them, these are called, the fancy term is called phonon maser operons. Basically, you have these circuits. I actually started measuring the circuits in the body many years ago using point finders and eventually a microchip analyzer in picovolts and microamps, and you could actually see the circuits across the body if somebody had cancer in the secondary. You could find the actual signature of the same frequency as a primary tumor, or if someone had rheumatoid arthritis, all the affected joints had the same frequency present over that joint if you tested with a digital point finder over the points of high conductance in the skin. This is being presented as my theory. In fact, I had a very good visit yesterday with Dr. Ron Klatz and Vince, his colleague, from the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. And we spent most of the day, during the day, I did a couple of things unusual. Not only did I present information, more information about the lecture I'm going to do to the Academy this coming December, but also did managed to do some testing on Dr. Ron using the technology which I have, which is the Metapathia, the latest version upgrade from the Bioplasm, and QRMA. And these things are amazing technology. I strongly recommend if health providers out there or people that want to do a business, I can train you on how to do the testing with the Metapathia machine and the QRMA, and then even line you up with getting the mild hyperbaric chamber so you can actually become a peripheral, if you want to call it, affiliate of NutraMedical. There are a couple of provisos. You'll have to use our NutraMeds only exclusively. You'll have to use the protocols and consultations with me. Interpretation requires me to intervene and specifically help you with specific analyses. But the Metapathia machine and the QRMA, most of the material, it actually comes out with very powerful diagnostic help. And if need be, I can log on in TeamViewer 11 and actually look at the data live or afterwards and tell what the specific diagnoses are and what conventional tests that people want to do, imaging tests, blood work, urine, consultations to conventional or advanced doctors in different specialties, I can tell you what things to do. For example, if I do a, if I had, say, a physician or a health provider, someone that's smart and can be trained, you don't have to. I could literally log on with TeamViewer 11 and actually train him even distantly anywhere in the world. So we'll be back in a moment with your questions, and of course we're continuing with some amazing guests lined up this week, and Jonathan Gray will be back on Wednesday on Hour 3. Stay tuned for the NutraMedical Report.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. One of the important things is to understand the process that's going on and why you don't want to use certain approaches. For example, the conventional approach to inflammation or pain is very wrong-headed. Using nonsteroidals is one of my blacklist drugs I don't recommend for anybody at any time. First off, if you use a nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug, what you're going to do is you're going to block prostaglandins that are protective of your heart, so you increase heart disease, you increase the chances of clots. You also can cross the blood-brain barrier, and it can have negative effects on the brain, so it can actually reduce intelligence, memory, and normal sleep patterns. So you don't want to use nonsteroidals. You don't want to use steroids because it suppresses your adrenal glands. You don't want to use disease-modifying drugs if you can find alternatives, which we have even for autoimmune diseases, such as malignant rest and our protocol to shut down the autoimmune process, which causes antigens on the cell surface to make your immune system attack those tissues. So there's no need for you to use those. Now, what you want to use are things that modify the cytokines that the body produces, break up scar tissue in the tissue, and restore normal perfusion so the tissues can heal. For example, if you take a nonsteroidal, you actually interfere with the glycosaminoglycan manufacturing in your joints. So if you're, for example, a weekend warrior and you golf, let's say, twice on a weekend, and you take a nonsteroidal because you've had knee pain, you actually will accelerate the drying out of the joints, the fibrillation of cartilage, and destruction of the joints, so eventually you'll need a joint replacement. Whereas if you take things, for example, such as Inflam X, five capsules twice a day, Cell Defense Plus, which is a special curcumin formula that no one else has. This is very, very unique. Two capsules, three times a day minimum. If you take things to improve the healing of the joints, such as tendon mender that affects epigenetically the tenosites, and joint performance that helps regenerate the joint along with collagen max, because the rate-limiting step for rebuilding cartilage in hydroviscous layer is an enzyme called proline transhydroxylase. And you triple the rate of the reaction with orthosilicic stable silicon, and that dramatically increases it. Then you want the building blocks as well with mountain red velvet. And I usually recommend you open one capsule under your tongue and swallow the other one three times a day to two a day. And we're working on a new capsulation that will actually take it to the terminal ileum or small bowel so that your body converts it to a micelle, and then it absorbs it and distributes it to the tissues all over the body. So there's no need for you to suffer. There's no need for you to take what we call incorrect solutions. The conventional allopathic solution to this problem is completely wrong-headed. Now, there are times when the allopathic surgical growth approach is very appropriate, including even using medications, say in the intensive care unit or cardiac unit and so on, but a lot of time you want them to be used temporarily only. Some drugs are what I call blacklisted. I don't think people should take, like amiodarone. I strongly recommend against beta blockers. They work. But you can't stop beta blockers, such as bisystolic or atenolol, abruptly because your blood pressure with your CNS being overactive will drive it right through the ceiling, and you can have a stroke, a heart attack, or dissect an artery from the massive surge in blood pressure. So you have to use caution, which is why I give people recommendations that go well beyond herbology, chiropractic, naturopathy, and other technologies, and even allopathic medicine, because the allopathic approach in many cases is wrong-headed, not supported by current levels of science and the art of functional wellness medicine, which is all-inclusive. So, for example, if you're a welder and exposed to heavy metals in your welding, you want to detoxify those heavy metals to prevent heart disease. So you may be taking Kelormax. You want to protect the oxidative stress in the blood vessel wall when you're diabetic. You want to be on Nutritrella, Cell Detox Glutathione, and Anti-AgeMax, which prevents cholesterol oxidation. It also helps to lengthen your telomeres. And the telomeres are a very important part of the feedback system in your cells and tissues for healing and regeneration, because no one's older than a seven-year-old. What the telomeres do is they actually are the little buttons at the end of your cells, and they shorten so many base pairs every time the cell divides. So your body can rebuild the telomeres. The telomeres are like a little micro antenna that sends out biophotons to the ion channels through various molecules and molecular control mechanisms such as microRNA and a thing called exosomes. These are present, by the way, when somebody gets a stem cell transplant. So the transplant may not work, but the microRNAs and the exosomes will alter not only the cytokines, but help to steer the cells for regeneration. I'm working with, and I've talked to Ron Klotz about this, because there's a number of doctors who do stem cell transplants. And in many cases, they don't have the dramatic effect that you'd expect a stem cell transplant to have. So I tell people, do not just rush into a stem cell transplant. I found several things. Firstly, you have a strong anti-inflammatory effect if you do a autologous from your own fat tissue stem cell transplant or umbilical cord or whatever, but I don't see strong evidence of it taking in the tissues. Now, of course, if you do those kind of transplants with someone with congestive heart failure where their primary problem is inflammation, you'll see a dramatic improvement in cardiac function. If you want to really regenerate the organs, you're going to need to take mountain red velvet. You're going to need to take things to detoxify the tissues if you're diabetic, stop reactive advanced glycosylation end products, which is like hemoglobin A1C. Yeah, you want to support the tissues with all the bionutrients they may be missing. If you do a QRMA test or a packed red cell test, you know what minerals are deficient or what heavy metal toxins are present. If you have heavy metal toxins such as mercury from mercury amalgams, previous vaccines, cadmium from gutta percha, in the teeth for a root canal, or arsenic because you're eating too much chicken that's non-organic, you're likely to interfere with normal cardiac health and stem cell regeneration. So there's a lot more to the art and science of this. And when someone asks me for a referral, whether it's to Regenerex with the Grand Cayman Islands with Dr. Centeno, I do a tremendous amount of prepping so people will have a positive response if they go for a musculoskeletal stem cell transplant, because that's what he specializes in. There are other clinics I've referred to as far away as Taiwan, where we have American-trained doctors that run stem cell labs, and they have pretty good success with things like heart failure and so on. But if you want to regenerate organ function, such as regenerating brain, kidney, and other tissues, the two places I found that work best are, number one, labs outside the U.S., where they actually multiply your stem cells, and number two, Stematica, which is in San Diego, and there's two clinics that they have now worldwide are in Santa Clarita, Tijuana, where they have a very high, I talked to the doctors there, they're very top-notch, and they have stem cell lines that are super high concentrations of stem cells. It's as simple as literally an evaluation you send to the doctors, you fly in, get your stem cells literally in a peripheral intravenous over a couple of hours in one afternoon. They take a limo from the airport or your hotel directly down to Tijuana, give you your treatment, and you're on your way. It's really, really simple. But you need a whole lot of things done beforehand and in follow-up to make sure the stem cells will actually work, reducing inflammation and regenerating tissue. So when I get a request, I start off with what I call level one care. I had quite a request from a lady. I'll just call it, say her first letter of her name is R, because her name is a little unusual. Inflamex, which is the Wobenzyme N formula, plus 10 times stronger, plus seropeptase, silkworm enzyme, to break up scar tissue and interfascial adhesions. Next is Cell Defense Plus, our special curcumin formula, two capsules three times a day. Next is Collagen Max, a capsule twice a day at least. And then Tendon Mender, two caps twice a day, and Joint Performance, two caps twice a day, and Mountain Red Velvet, two caps, two to three times a day, and you open one of the two under the tongue for 10 to 15 minutes before you swallow. Topically in the area, I love the Lumen Photon machine. It's fantastic. And topical around joints and tissues and so on. Combination of pregnenolone, anti-inflammatory, and curcumin, which is a gene modulator for regeneration and healing of the tissues. So that gives you a kind of a level 1-2 care. Now, if we want to regenerate tissues, next level is to start using peptides. We have peptides from the European Anti-Aging Society, and I can special order those in. We can also add mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And then we can use what's called epigenetic therapy. You can get a metapathia machine, which I can remotely offer, and it'll actually start changing your biophoton circuits to regenerate the tissues, because everything is dependent on those specific biophoton circuits. And then finally, with the peptides and all the other treatments that we've given, you can be a candidate for a stem cell transplant. And then again, I only refer to specific clinics so that you get the proper response and you're prepped up. So we removed heavy metals, reversed diabetes, reversed hypothyroidism, reversed mineral and nutrient deficiencies. So when you get your final result, you're going to get it's like the seeds of the stem cells will take. Otherwise, it's wasteful. And most of the clinics in the world don't have the expertise to actually do all these, what I call prepping things, to prepare the soil of your body so you get the positive effects. One of the other things is I've researched around to see if there's alternatives to mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy to other facilities or other manufacturers, and there isn't. Very clearly, Summit of the Sea is literally half the price and triple the machine of any other company. The other thing is, if these other companies have a tear or a problem with the bags or the mild hyperbaric bags, it often means you have to buy a brand new bag. These bags are totally repairable. They're segmented. They can be repaired. They can also be modified in many ways. And when I talked to Dr. Ron, we're actually putting together what I call a epigenetic therapy device, and I'll be working with A4M and the World Health Net. We'll be bringing Dr. Klatz on here after he finishes his travels, because he just did a big conference recently. And he was here in San Diego. He actually did a talk to the Transhumanist Society. They had a major annual meeting here in San Diego. And it was an interesting comment that he made, that, you know, that they received his lecture about, you know, extending human lifespan, but most of the people that are in transhumanism, including Ray Kurzweil, don't get it, that making a digital photocopy of yourself or downloading your life into a machine is not you. It doesn't contain your soul. It doesn't contain a portion of you that's separate from your life experiences. So he and I both got this, but unfortunately a lot of people in transhumanism want to, quote, merge with the machine, which I think is, how can I say, unwise. Human life extension is dependent on a couple things. The song of DNA, knowing how to restore the body's ion channels and mineral content, turn on the specific genes that have been silenced because the song is going down, winding down to the end of the song, reversing the song to the stage when your organ function is optimal and your cells and tissues are regenerating, because every day you go to sleep, your body reclones yourself into the future. So you do a portion of, every 7 years, you've literally rebuilt yourself completely. All tissues, the only thing straying are some neurons and memories that are passed on from a previous clone version of yourself. So we're learning all this technology, and probably, as they say, collectively, my lecture and the work of many thousands of doctors, there's 26,000 doctors in the academies worldwide, 860,000 health professionals and 160,000 affiliate doctors worldwide, as well in our association, just in the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Then we have the American College for Advancement of Medicine. It's a huge academy worldwide. And the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, which I belong to for many decades. What we have to understand is we are teasing apart the toxic effects that are causing disease, like bisphenol A and radiotoxins. We're teasing the effects of non-thermal effects of cell phones and how they can jam cellular communications, Wi-Fi of networks, how they can jam memory, etc., which is why many private schools in Europe do not permit Wi-Fi. And I strongly recommend you turn your Wi-Fi off at night, and you can get radiation and electrosmog detectors from Less EMF. And we periodically have the experts from Less EMF on the program to talk about these specific issues, because we want to provide, we won't show you an issue, we don't provide you a solution. So it's important to understand that I will provide you with a framework for a solution or a solution instantly on any issue in any realm. Now, the latest issues that have happened last week, there were a bunch of missteps with the campaign of Donald Trump. I think that he needs to repivot on the issue of the so-called Gold Star family of Khan. If you actually researched it further, and I have colleagues such as John Spring, we talked about this with Leo Zagami, etc. Mr. Khan is a con job. He's a member of the Pakistani intelligence force, which is tied to Britain. It's unfortunate his son died in a battle with extreme Islam, but remember, Islam is a chameleon, and in fact, it's not equivalent to say because his son died fighting Islam that Islamic people should, without being properly filtered, come into this country that may want to push Sharia law or do terrorism. And by the way, a lot of terrorists are American-born, even non-Arab, non-Middle Eastern, non-Asian. And the reason is they're being attracted to it either in prison or they are basically it's a suicide cult to many of these young people. And they aren't really Muslim. They just want to commit suicide and murder. And we've talked about that with Matthew, my son, on Friday about the psychology behind it and how the powers that be want to utilize that mental illness and actually to further their globalist schemes of control, which is why under Hillary Clinton, if she gets in there increasing terrorism because of their policies of picking unfiltered people here, it's very probable that we'll have a bipartisan domestic security bill and further put restrictions on your rights for Second Amendment protection. At the same time, you're going to have more danger to go to stadiums and other things, so they'll require digital verification of your ID, such as iris scan, digital fingerprints, and terahertz body bone scans, in order to allow you into federal buildings or stadiums and so on. So they should have increased metadata used by our various agencies, and they've particularly persecuted many people inside Homeland Security under the Obama and Clinton administration. Basically, because they want to not be, they want to be compliant with Sharia law and not criticize Islam, which is really dangerous. Because what they're saying, for example, don't criticize the Muslim Brotherhood, which of course we know is a terrorist organization. And Uma Abedin, the first lady, if you want to call it, the assistant to Hillary Clinton, if she becomes the president, the first lady will be the daughter of one of the founding members, her mother of the Muslim Brotherhood in Saudi Arabia. So people need to start kind of grasping that we have a Sharia-compliant government that's deviating away from the U.S. Constitution. Well, the same thing goes with our healthcare system. My plan for healthcare would cost a quarter or less what it does. It would cover all Americans. No one would have pre-existing conditions. And even if you traveled here as a visitor, you wouldn't be turned away or basically terminated. We also wouldn't start having death panels to decide who's going to live or die or receive various types of treatment, and we will make sure that doctors providing alternative care at the behest of the patient and would have total privacy away from government snooping, such as Health and Human Services or forcing vaccines on children and adults in order to say that we're going to increase herd immunity, which is all foolishness. So I would get rid of state licensure. I would get rid of malpractice and have mediation. I would allow lateral training so you can start off as a firefighter or a medic in the military and you can become a surgeon. I would allow the process of continuing education and centers of excellence to be totally separate from the government. I would have a system of a value-added tax that would pay for all health care and it would go back to the local community and county, not even the state. And the county would determine setting up centers for you to go see a physician, Physicians would never be worried about malpractice, but they'd be under surveillance to make sure they were competent in their areas with continuing education and testing. And they would be sent back to specific centers for increasing their knowledge base on specific areas, especially as medicine moves forward. So if you're in practice for a while, you need to upgrade. You need to find out what the advance of the art and science of medicine and all its affiliates is doing. And we need to have a team approach. So we can have one physician, for example, per 4 nurse practitioners, per 2 chiropractors, or psychologists, et cetera, all the other people that you need. And a team approach, and we want to make sure that they only work reasonable hours, and that doctors can, especially if they're sick or if they're, say, female and need to only work part-time or they're retired, they can afford to stay in practice and provide good care. My plan would cost a quarter, everybody be covered, nobody would have pre-existing conditions, and nobody would be doing fee-for-service foolishness. Back in a moment.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
And welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I want to mention a couple of new advancements that are going on. I've done some major things to upgrade our technology here, not only for producing live stream videos, which you want to sign up for because you'll get a notice that when those happen. We have those broadcasts out now. In the last month, they're being put out forward on our iTunes channels, our YouTube channels, all of RSS feeds for all the shows are being broadcast on every possible platform and more every week. And then the videos are being put on our Vimeo Premium channel, including upgrades to all of our wellness condition protocols, which are pay-per-view videos. And if you, as I say, if you want a consultation, I've got the policy set up so that you can simply just drop an email saying, this is my health condition. Whether you've listened to the program or it's just you're referred by a friend, there's no charge to make a basic request or even to make an upgrade request. And I will give you medical recommendations, historical information, nutraceutical recommendations, and recommendations for testing and what you do. And if you want me to even assist your doctors, all I need to do is get their name, phone number, Skype, or other way means of contact, and a specific time window after you've got permission from them for me to give them information. Again, remember, you want to get their permission first, but once you have that, I just need contact information to help them. And I do train and help doctors and consult basically case by case. So if they have a case, let's say, in there in Santiago, Chile, we have a number of doctors there, or in South Africa, Johannesburg, or elsewhere, I will, on my own dime, talk to them, email them, and so on basics. I will charge for the time to do the consultation if we want to review medical records on people with their complex cases. But it's just a time rate, and I charge $150 per half hour for either my time on the phone or time reviewing records or doing research. And I do medical legal work, too. I actually take cases where people have medical legal issues and they want to have an opinion or a consultation based on their medical legal situation, and you'd be surprised how difficult it is to get a doctor who will, number one, be expert enough to give a proper opinion that can stand up in court, but number two, look at all the evidence, both conventional and advanced imaging studies, neurological studies. For example, if you have a chronic pain situation, I can refer to one of the doctors I've trained over the last 16 years on the Axon 2 scanner developed by Jim Hedgecock and myself. First FDA approved in 97 with Jim, and then I added surface EMG and a potentiometry at the superior aspect at the C1 level of the cervical spine, because recruitment of muscle firing patterns is the objectivized way of actually determining if you've reached threshold for a stimulus of the A-delta and C fibers. And you can map out everybody's spinal nerve roots and peripheral nerves for the A-delta and C fibers to regulate pain. My pain theory I'm going to publish as an article in an ebook this year. It's completely different than the current one that's out in the medical model, but it can be validated. It's more accurate than an MRI scan or a CT scan myelogram or a regular nerve conduction study, NCV, done by neurologists, which only picks up 40% of cases with a true nerve entrapment syndrome. And a lot of time, people will have pain just because simply they have inflammatory changes occurring. So if you want my help, I'm available here. I want to appreciate your support, your requests, and we pray for you to restore your health and to teach your doctors a better way. We'll be back in a moment with hour number two. Coming up, and your questions are always welcome, every hour except the third hour of Friday, where Michelle, the host of The Most, asks questions on your health issues through our order line, 888-212-8871, or by email. We'll be back in a moment in hour number three. Ryan from our NutriMed team is here. Tomorrow, first hour of Care Bar University, Tim Alexander, hour number three, and Wednesday, Harley Schlanger from Europe with a major update, and Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, Leoline Zagami, first hour on Thursdays. We have a great lineup for you this week.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.